everybody! Come on! Your story hour's on!
Welcome to Your Story Hour. I'm Aunt Nikki.
And I'm Uncle John, and we're here to bring you today's
inspiring story.
Hello, boys and girls.
And moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, too.
Oh, Uncle John, I'm so glad that you mentioned parents and grandparents, because today's story is multi-generational.
Really? Well, perhaps I'm something of a mind reader, Aunt Nikki. I could add that to my long list of personal skills and talents, right under world-famous joke teller.
Oh, Uncle John. All joking aside, world-famous or otherwise, yes, in today's story, we'll be introduced to three generations of parishes.
Three generations? Pretty cool. So who are the parishes?
Well, the last name of the family is Parish, of course. And let's see, there's Jen, age 13, her father, whose name is Nelson, age 40, and Jen's grandpa, Buddy.
How old is Jen's grandpa?
Well, in parts of the story, he's an old man. And in parts of the story, he's a little boy.
I'm guessing that's because Jen's grandpa tells a story about when he's a kid.
You got it, Uncle John. And this story helps Jen learn a very important lesson. You see, she has been a bit spoiled.
Uh-oh.
Has there ever been a time when you wanted something really bad, but for some reason couldn't have it?
Oh, yes. That's happened to me many, many times.
Well, it happened to Jen, too.
Really? What did Jen want?
Oh, I don't want to give all the story away, Uncle John. I'll just say that today's story involves a baseball uniform that came from apple trees.
What? A baseball uniform that came from apple trees?
I can tell your curiosity is piqued. So let's just get started with the story I call Buddy's Apple Tree Uniform. Jen Parrish was pretty much like every other 13-year-old girl. She loved spending time with her friends, eating pizza, and of course, playing video games. However, there was one way in which Jen was different from many other girls her age. Both her parents were wealthy lawyers, and Jen had just about everything a girl her age could possibly want. She lived in a large home with a luxurious bedroom all to herself, wore the most stylish clothes, and even had a purebred dog. As a result, Jen was a very spoiled and selfish child.
Jen! Yoo-hoo, Jen! Come inside for supper!
In a minute, Mom! I'm playing with Max! Fetch!
I didn't ask you to come in a minute, Jen. I asked you to come now.
I heard you, Mom. We're just finishing up. Aren't we, Max?
Good.
I don't know what the problem is. You're always telling me to spend more time outside, and here I am, outside, and you're nagging on me to come in.
I don't like your tone, young lady. Come inside for supper right now.
Fine!
As you can see, Jen had a bad attitude. She was forever complaining about small tasks and often ignored her parents. Sometimes she even talked back. Mr. and Mrs. Parrish were at their wits' end. They loved Jen and wanted the best for her, but they also knew they needed to curb her bad behavior. That night at supper...
Where's Alex?
Your brother's doing a summer program with his football team, and Trevor's mom will bring him home afterward.
That was kind of her. Pass the potatoes, dear.
Here you go.
Thank you. They're extra delicious tonight. So, Jen, tell us about your day.
Ugh, it was boring.
Boring? How come?
There's nothing to do!
Weren't you playing that computer game today?
Yeah, I'm trying to beat it, but my computer's a dinosaur! It might as well be from the 1900s!
Well, perhaps you should be on your computer less, Jen. You could spend more time with Max. He loves playing with you.
Don't you, Maxie boy? Who's your good dog?
You're missing the point!
That you need a new computer. Yes, we heard, honey. Pass the green beans, Nelson.
Anything for my lovely wife.
Thank you. Don't you have something to say to Jen?
Yes. Jen, your mom and I have decided to make a few changes to help you grow as a person.
What kind of changes? Please don't ruin my life. Like making me eat Brussels sprouts or anything.
No Brussels sprouts were harmed in the making of this plan. Also, act now and you'll get the bonus of no life-ruining rules. Hurry, this offer won't be available long. Call 1-800-MOM to activate your plan today.
Ha ha. Okay, Dad. but there must be some catch.
We're not trying to have a catch, Jen. We just want what's best for you.
So do I get the new computer or not?
That's up to you.
What do you mean? Please stop being so mysterious.
Well, honey, one of the changes is that you'll have to start earning money yourself for things you want to buy.
You mean I'll have to work for a new computer? That's so barbaric! Are we poor now? Is this your way of telling me we're destitute?
No, we're not destitute. And this barbaric exchange of service for money has been around since the beginning of time.
How do you think we buy nice things for you? It's because your dad and I work hard to provide for both you and Alex, and you can work hard too, by doing chores or helping our neighbors or family members with things.
Ugh, I shouldn't have to be treated like a servant just because I need a new gaming computer. Aren't there child labor laws?
Well, doing chores and helping neighbors is hardly child labor.
I guess. What kind of chores will I have to do?
Well, your grandfather's looking for a companion.
I have to babysit an old person?
Maybe we should try that again.
Yay! I get to help take care of my beloved grandfather?
That's right. Grandpa Buddy would love to be with you. He's going to pay you to visit every morning and help out around his house. Some things are more difficult for him as he gets older.
Fine. I guess I can do it, but only for my computer.
Jen hated the idea of working to earn extra money. After all, shouldn't she be able to relax and sleep in on her summer vacation? But alas, a few days later, Jen's parents dropped her off at Grandpa Buddy's. Jen walked up the steps to his house and begrudgingly rang the doorbell.
Hi, Grandpa. I guess I'm here.
Good morning, Jen. Come on in.
Jen followed Grandpa Buddy into the house. Since he usually visited Jen's family at her house, Jen hadn't been in his home for several years, and yet everything seemed the same as always. Overstuffed armchairs were comfortably arranged around the living room, and walls were filled with framed photographs of family members, and newspaper clippings describing the winning games of Grandpa's favorite baseball team. A cabinet in the corner displayed even more newspaper clippings, along with a collection of baseball cards, trophies, a jersey and hat, and even a few autographed baseballs. Nothing seemed dirty or out of place. Puzzled, Jen turned to Grandpa Buddy.
What do you need me to do?
Oh, we don't need to get started right away. Let's chat first. Come on to the kitchen. I'll pour some chocolate milk.
I love chocolate milk.
Here you go, Jenny Bear.
Grandpa? Not that old nickname.
Yeah. No matter how grown up you get, you'll still always be my little Jenny Bear.
Okay, Grandpa, whatever you say. Let's make a toast.
All right, what for?
To my new computer.
Chocolate milk makes life a little bit sweeter. So, I take it the all-important thing you have to earn money for is a computer.
Ugh, yeah, Mom and Dad decided to leave me destitute. They aren't buying it for me, so I've got to spend my summer earning money. Like it's the Dark Ages or something.
Well, I don't know about it being the Dark Ages, but purchasing something you've worked hard to earn is a special feeling, Jenny Bear.
I guess.
You know, I saved up for something once.
You had to save money? I thought stuff back in the olden days was cheap and you could buy whatever you wanted.
True, things were cheaper when I was a kid, but you also got paid less. And my family was very poor.
Really?
Yep. We didn't have money for anything extra. Just the necessities.
Wow. I don't think I could have survived. What did you want to buy?
You probably don't know this, but when I was younger, I played baseball.
I never would have known. There are only 5 autographed baseballs in the corner, and I think there are more baseball articles hanging on your walls than pictures of you and Grandma.
Don't forget my baseball-shaped cookie jar. When I was your age, my mama used to say that I lived, breathed, ate, and slept baseball. And I was pretty good at it, too, at least in casual games with the boys in my neighborhood. I only had a raggedy old glove and a treasured baseball I had gotten for my birthday. I didn't have bases or even a baseball bat, but I did have big dreams. I wanted to play on our school team. So every day after school, all my chores were done, I could be found in the park, tossing around that baseball.
I really want to play baseball at school, but I've never had a real coach before. I'm probably not good enough to get on the team.
Even though I was full of doubts, my mama believed in me.
Buddy, you should try out for the baseball team this year.
I don't know. I've never been on a real team before.
If you're too scared to give things a try, honey, you'll never know how far you could go in life. Come on, just try out and see what happens.
What Mama said made sense. So Monday morning when I got to school, I gathered all my courage and signed up for baseball tryouts. They were going to be held before school on Friday. So I didn't have very long to hone my skills, throwing the ball as high in the air as I could, and then catching it again.
Gotcha.
All too soon, Friday arrived, and I joined a group of the other boys eagerly waiting for tryouts to begin.
Hi there.
Hello.
It's your first time trying out? You weren't on our team last year.
Oh, yeah, it's my first time.
Good luck. This will be my third year on the team. It's loads of fun.
Okay, boys, line up.
Shaking in my shoes, I got in line with the other boys. After the coach did a roll call, he started running us through drills.
Partner up with someone else and throw a ball back and forth, taking a step back after each catch. I want to see how far you can throw.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Your buddy, right?
Yes, sir.
Here, take this bat. Terry here will send you a couple of nice, easy pitches. You hit them with all you've got, okay?
Okay. Ready?
Once tryouts were over, all the boys filed inside for class. It was so hard to concentrate, I barely heard my teachers that day. Waiting impatiently for the final bell to ring so I could race to the gym and check the bulletin board to see if I had made the team.
And? Did you make the team?
Well, you just have to wait until tomorrow to find out. It's time to get to work, Jenny Bear. My spare bedroom won't clean itself.
But Grandpa!
As Mark Twain said, the secret of getting ahead is getting started.
What wise words. The secret of getting ahead is getting started.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of secrets, Aunt Nikki, why is it a bad idea to tell a burrito a secret?
Why is it a bad idea to tell a burrito a secret?
I don't know, Uncle John. You're going to have to tell me.
You shouldn't tell a burrito a secret because it might spill the beans.
It might spill the beans? Of course. And we wouldn't want that to happen.
No, we wouldn't. You know, Aunt Nikki, it just occurred to me that you and I and your story hour are the exact opposite of a secret.
Oh, how so?
Well, it's no secret that we love all you boys and girls from the very bottom of our hearts.
True. And it's no secret that we believe listening to stories is the best way to learn about inspiring heroes from the past. And not just that, it's also a fun way to learn about how to be brave, how to tell the truth, how to never give up.
Mm-hmm. And it's no secret that Aunt Nikki and my hearts are overflowing with thankfulness for radio stations that share our stories on the air.
Not to mention how grateful we are for all the wonderful adults who donate money so that we can keep making and sharing stories with kids around the world. Kids like Elin, who wrote in and said, "My birthday was on Friday, and I am 11 now. That means I have been listening to your story hour for 11 years. You have reached my soul so much, giving me lessons of faith and guidance. Happy birthday, Elin."
We also have a note from Abigail, who said, "I'm 14 and a half years old, and I listen to your program with my twin sister every night before bed. It's one of the best parts of our day. I especially love the episodes about history. They make learning about the past exciting and meaningful. Thank you for sharing stories that inspire kids like me. You're making a real difference. Oh, thank you, Abigail. I'm a twin too, and we love hearing about you.
So thank you again to all of you who generously give to keep our stories alive. Every gift makes a difference.
If you want to join our band of faithful supporters, you can give online at yourstoryhour.org. Just click on Support Us in the menu. Or you can call 800-987-7879 to give a gift over the phone.
Thank you so much. And now it's time to get back to our story called Buddy's Apple Tree Uniform. Together, Jen and Grandpa Buddy cleaned every surface of the spare bedroom. Working wasn't nearly as bad as Jen had imagined. She went home with a happy heart, looking forward to the next day when she could hear the rest of Grandpa Buddy's story. But a thunderstorm put a wrench in their plans. Grandpa Buddy's garage flooded, and he and Jen spent several days straightening out the damage. Even though the work wasn't always fun, the company was excellent, and Jen began to look forward to working with Grandpa Buddy. One day, she even taught him how to easily download some apps onto his smartphone. Several weeks passed before Grandpa Buddy returned to the story of his early baseball days.
I'm glad we could have a chocolate milk break today.
Me too, Jenny Bear. In fact, I was thinking we even have enough time for me to pick up the story I was telling you. Now, where did I leave off?
You were trying out for baseball, but you never told me. Did you make the team? I wanted to find out, but then the muckiest place on earth happened, a.k.a. your garage.
Hey, now, my garage isn't that bad.
Grandpa.
Okay, maybe it was, but we made it all better. And as a reward, I'll tell you the rest of the story with no more cliffhangers.
Yes!
You know, I was even more anxious than you are to find out how my trials had gone. As soon as the final bell rang, I raced to the bulletin board in the gym to look at the postings. And there it was. In the list of boys who'd made the baseball team was my name.
Way to go, Grandpa Buddy.
My mother was so proud of me. And I endeavored to be the model baseball player. I never missed a single practice. We met 3 times a week right after school. I even arrived early to help the coach set out the equipment and stayed late to clean it up and put it away. As you can imagine, my dedication paid off. My baseball skills were getting better and better. I learned how to bunt with the bat and how to throw a speed ball. I was one of the best catchers on the team and was hitting home runs right and left. Everyone on the team was in high spirits as we prepared for the first game of the season.
Well done, boys. You're looking good on the field. You ready for our first game in a month?
Yeah!
Well, we're acting like a team, but remember, we need to look like one, too. Each of you needs to buy a uniform at the sporting goods store before the game.
We need to buy a uniform?
Yeah, it's no big deal. Just give them the name of our school and your player number, and they'll get a uniform ready for you.
How much does a uniform cost?
Let's see, including the jersey, pants, hat, and cleats, it should be around
$11. $11?
The news hit me like a ton of bricks. The school wasn't going to provide uniforms for us? But my family didn't have any money to throw around. There was no way my parents could afford to buy me a baseball uniform. I felt sick to my stomach. Instead of helping with the equipment after practice that day, I went straight home. Mama immediately noticed that something was wrong.
Buddy, are you all right? You've barely touched your supper.
I'm all right.
You don't sound too sure there, son. Did practice go all right today? I know you're getting ready for the big game.
I don't know if I'll get to play in the big game.
How come?
Coach says we gotta buy a uniform, and they cost $11.
Oh, dear. That's an awful lot of money. Why, it's more than a day's wage.
Mama, is there any way we can afford it? I can give up eating for a week.
You aren't gonna starve yourself, buddy.
But...
last night, your mama and I went over the finances, and we're in a tight spot right now. There's just no way we could afford anything extra.
Okay.
I'm sorry, buddy, but we're barely making ends meet as it is. I know you're not afraid of hard work, and that's what you're going to have to do if you want this uniform.
You know, I was just at the grocery store today and saw Mr. Corelli. He mentioned something about needing help.
I can do that. I'll go see him after school tomorrow.
What can I do for you today?
I want to talk to you about something important. Man to man.
We'll come around the counter. We'll head to my office and have a chat. My team can handle things for a bit. Yeah, have a seat, buddy. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you see, sir, I need to earn money for a baseball uniform. Do you have any odd jobs I can do? I'm a hard worker.
Can you come in after school to sweep the floors and do some deliveries?
Yes, sir.
Well, then I'll pay you 25 cents a day for sweeping the floors. And you can keep any tips you're given for making deliveries.
Thank you, Mr. Corelli. I'll start right now. Sir? Where are the brooms?
Over in the closet by the door.
I was very excited to be working for my uniform. As soon as school and baseball practice were over, I hurried to the grocery store and worked as hard as I could. However, 2 weeks before my big game, I realized that I hadn't earned enough money to buy a uniform. At this rate, I wouldn't be able to play with the team. Discouraged, I slowly trudged to the grocery store. By the time I arrived, it was already closed.
It's just me, Mr. Corelli. I'll start sweeping now.
What's wrong, buddy? You're not your chipper self today.
Well, I'm awful thankful for this job, Mr. Corelli, but that baseball uniform is just so expensive. I won't be able to buy it in time. Coach says we've got to have our orders in by Sunday.
That's a tough situation, buddy. You know, I've got another business proposition for you.
Really?
Yep. You see, I've got a few big old apple trees out at my place, chock full of apples. I'm too old to be up in those trees picking apples. But if you pick and clean them, buddy, we can sell them in the store, and I'll give you 75% of all profits on the apples.
Wowza, Mr. Corelli. I'll start picking apples as soon as I'm done sweeping.
Over the next 2 days, I pick apples until the sun set.
Got it. Only a couple apples to go. This water sure is dirty now, but the apples are squeaky clean. They'll be the prettiest apples in town.
By the time I was done, I picked and cleaned 15 bushels of apples. Mr. Corelli displayed them in barrels at the front of the store.
I'll take 3 cans of beans, a pound of sugar, and oh my, look at those gorgeous apples. I'll take 2 pounds.
These must be your famous shiny apples. Tilly Swanson has a basket of them on her table, and I just had to come to get some for myself.
You got any more of them pretty apples, Corelli? My wife's been after me to pick some up before they're sold out.
You betcha. They're selling fast, but we've got a few pounds left.
Early Sunday morning, I stopped by Mr. Corelli's store to collect my apple money.
Hi, buddy. You here for your earnings?
That's right, Mr. Corelli.
I have them right here.
I made $7?
Your hard work earned every cent of it.
This means I can buy the uniform and the new baseball glove, too.
Congratulations, buddy. I'll be rooting for you at the game.
I was so proud of my uniform and new baseball glove. On game day, I walked onto the field with a swagger.
Boys, it's game day. You've worked hard to be here. Now let's get out there and show them your very best.
Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Way to go, son. Slide! Slide! Go, buddy!
What a day that was. I got to play in my first official baseball game wearing my spanking new apple tree uniform.
So, did you win the game?
We sure did. And that was the best day of my life. Well, that is, until the day I married your grandma. But that baseball game still ranks as one of the best days of my life.
You sound like you're in love with baseball, Grandpa Buddy.
In a way, I am. It's been a big part of my life. I coached the local Little League for many years. Grandma came to every game and sometimes even brought chocolate chip cookies for the boys. Oh, and she had quite the throwing arm, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know by the time you were born, she was already declining in health. But back in the day, she was quite the lady.
Aw.
You know, Jenny Bear, when I was coaching, I made sure the boys learned the value of hard work, just like you're discovering now.
You mean this whole story has been one giant lesson?
All of life is a lesson, Jen. Well, here I am, an old man, and I still learn new things, like that technology mumbo-jumbo you helped me with the other day. You're pretty clever, you know.
Grandpa?
Yes, Jenny Bear?
I owe you an apology.
Oh?
I don't know if you could tell or not, but when I first came to work for you, I had a really bad attitude.
I know it's been an adjustment for you to start earning things on your own.
But you've taught me how important hard work is. From now on, I want to be known as Hardworking Jen.
Well, Hardworking Jen, let's get back inside and put you to work. I've got an attic in desperate need of organization.
Let's do this.
You know, Aunt Nikki, I think Jen learned a really important lesson.
That she did, Uncle John.
I have a question, though. Did she earn the money to buy a new computer?
Yes, she did. But do you know what she liked even more than playing games on her new computer?
What's that?
Hanging out with Grandpa Buddy.
Good for Jen. We often don't value the people in our lives until it's too late.
Very true.
Well, Aunt Nikki, I really like that story, and now I understand how a baseball uniform can come from an apple tree. That one really had me stumped.
Oh, Uncle John, I see what you did there. Stumped, like a tree stump. You hit it right on the nail, though. I'm always inspired by stories about hard workers. It can be so easy to give into laziness, to put off washing the dishes or feeding the dog.
Or mowing the lawn or bringing in the mail.
Or folding the laundry or writing thank you cards. Laziness sneaks up on the best of us.
I have a go-to Bible verse for times like these. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, do it heartily."
I like that. That means to always do your best.
That's right. Boys and girls, Aunt Nikki and I hope that you put your whole heart into whatever chores you have on your plate today.
Mm-hmm. Being in the practice of doing the little things helps prepare us for doing the big things in life. For instance, Marie Curie could not have made her scientific discoveries of polonium and radium if she was not meticulous and detailed in doing her experiments.
And Glenn Cunningham, Little Bad Legs, could never have competed in the Olympics after his terrible gasoline explosion accident if he hadn't gained strength and agility by steadily and faithfully stretching and exercising until he could walk. And then run.
And the Wright brothers succeeded in crafting an airplane because of the time they invested in understanding the mechanics of motion and flight and the hours they spent tinkering in their machine shop.
So many of the heroes in our stories made a big difference in the world because they were faithful in the little things. And that's what we want for you.
Mm-hmm. Uncle John and I want you to be healthy and happy because we love you very much.
Yes, we do. And we're looking forward to sharing another inspiring story with you next time. Until then, remember to be the best that you can be.
Goodbye.